This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves here. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about undecided voters here on the show tonight. Also, the sickness or alleged sickness of one Hillary Clinton. Will that change how the undecided voters, well, ultimately decide?
I think it's going to have to.
You can share your thoughts here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If we get a chance, we can also talk about Venezuelans who are now so desperate that they're turning to black magic to try to save sick relatives as hospitals have empty shelves and there's virtually no medicine left in the country. We can talk about that. Also, Facebook apparently making a change after taking down the Napalm Girl photo from the Vietnam War. Some controversy there. You can bring up anything you want as well. Toll-free number is 855-453. Let's go to the phones. To the phone, Stephen is in New Mexico. Stephen, we barely had a chance to get your call started before, so please go ahead. What were you calling about tonight?
Hey, yeah, thanks, guys. Yes, I'm calling in reference to when you mentioned that 90% of the people don't know where Aleppo is and never heard of it. Northern Syria. In Arabic, it's actually Halab, which it sounds totally different. Totally different. I don't know. Aleppo must have come from Roman times.
Yeah. And so if you ask most Assyrians where Aleppo is, they wouldn't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Halab, yeah, in Arabic. And I know a little bit of Arabic, even though I'm of Jewish background. And I've traveled in Near East, and that's another thing that I want to mention is that, I don't know, in the United States, they say Middle East. If Japan is Far East, then how can Lebanon and Syria and Israel be Middle East? So that's wrong. It's the Near East.
I've heard Near East, and I like the terminology. I think people tend to translate the two. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and Egypt is North Africa, not Middle East. It's far off the track, you know what I mean?
That's correct.
Middle East would be like Afghanistan, if you want to look at it that way, or Pakistan.
People want a shorthand for saying the Muslim world without saying the Muslim world, and that's why they do that.
Well, yeah,
there's Muslims all throughout Africa.
I understand.
Okay,
but they want a shorthand.
All right.
Yeah. So yeah, other countries they're more specific. They say, you know, they say it the way I said it. That's all. I was just letting you know about. It's so terrible that the junior high schools and high schools in this country really, really are failure in giving geography to those students. It's just abhorring, and it's the back burner in teaching.
I remember there was some statistic, and I don't remember. I'm not going to try to take a shot at what it was, but a certain portion of U.S. high school students couldn't even identify the United States on a map. I don't remember how many it was. But.
I know. I heard that. See how appalling that is?
That is pretty appalling.
Yeah. It makes you it makes you understand why they don't know where Aleppo is, though.
Whatever happened to Carmen Sandiego? Thanks for the call, Stephen. Stephen, I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I bet that game did a better job of teaching kids geography than any government class.
There was a cartoon that was surrounded it too. Are you familiar with that?
There was both a cartoon and a live action show as well.
A live action show? I'm not familiar with that part, but some way or another, my son ended up with Carmen Sandiego videos, and these are things that he can watch when it's not screen time. He has a certain period of time per week that he's allowed to play games and watch videos and just do entertainment stuff on the web. But the rest of the time, he is allowed to watch some educational programming, that kind of thing. Carmen Sandiego, he watches an inordinate amount of that. And he does talk about it afterwards, so he's internalizing the things he gets from it. So, you know, as a parent, I'm I don't like screens generally, but what are you going to do?
A lot of young people probably remember these guys. They were the band Rockapella. They did a Carmen Sandiego song. This is from their live action show. I don't remember anything else about that show. I just remember this song. Maybe the animation was part of the live action show. Honestly,
This is a cartoon. This is a straight cartoon.
Okay. Yeah. So
I remember that little.
You like that part?
The Carmen,
the deep voice guy.
Yeah, that.
The bass.
Yeah.
Let's continue here. You can bring up anything. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yeah, so, you know, my thing is, you know, we should have election on, like, a Monday, like a Labor Day, you know? Have the Saturday and Sunday to really rest up and relax. But my thing is that, you know, like, the first responders, like all the police and the emergency, they should be working or working half a day, like the essentials, like the emergency room, hospitals, or
all those
like,
folks
you know,
have to work,
like yeah. But everybody else should only like work a half
See,
a day.
Now,
like,
here's the thing, Sarah. I know that you haven't really had a job in your life, at least in your adult life, because you've been on welfare and pretty much had no responsibilities. So you may not know what it's like to actually go and work at a place. But most workplaces are generally okay with their employees going to vote. I mean, it's pretty rare that you're going to find some sort of taskmaster boss who's going to refuse to allow his employees the time out on voting day to go and vote.
Even if it's like a server job or something, they're going to have swing shifts.
I realize that, but my point is that it is a hassle. You know what I mean? I mean, look at we
to
have
vote? Yeah, that's true. It is a hassle.
It's going
to
be more of a hassle if more people vote, too.
That's true. Thanks for the call, Sarah. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. She's called about that before, though. 855.
She just really likes the notion of a lot of people getting out and voting. And I'm not surprised, because when lots of people vote, Democrats win. Sarah's a diehard Democrat.
Yeah, she's a communist. That's what she said.
Yeah. Okay.
The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE.
So are most of the Democrats, sorry to say.
We're talking about the folks who have yet to decide how they're going to vote. In a two-way matchup in a CBS News poll, majority of those undecided voters, 55%, were under the age of 45, even though the younger voters comprised just 39% of the 2012 electorate. So maybe they're saying that more young people are going to go out this year because, you know, normally young people don't vote. And now you've got a situation where young people seem to be interested in the election, but not so interested in the candidates. So what's that going to even mean? Are they going to even bother coming out, or are a bunch of them going to stay home?
I would think that you're going to find a lot of people staying home this election. Many Republicans can't stomach Trump. Many Democrats many have been marginalized by the Clinton campaign's and the Democratic National Convention's treatment of Bernie Sanders. I think that this is going to be a banner year for minor parties like the Greens and the Libertarians, but it's still a long way till November.
The impact on the presidential race is twofold. Younger voters aren't lining up with Clinton in the numbers like they did for Obama in 2012 or 2008, cutting into her margin over Trump. And Trump's struggles with young voters go beyond Romney and John McCain at a huge risk to the GOP's future. One of their experts said younger voters are poised to be the 2016 cycle's latest deciders, meaning they would make their mind up to later on.
Latest deciders, okay.
Yeah, he attributed part of the reticence among young voters to their fervent support for Senator Bernie Sanders in the Democratic race.
I'd say that there's some accuracy to that.
But he also cited data from a July survey showing that nearly twice as many voters between the age of 18 and 29 viewed Clinton unfavorably as had a favorable opinion of her, meaning that 60% of them consider her to be unfavorable, while only 31% have a favorable opinion of her.
Wow.
He said that among young voters, I think it's...
And she's looking sicker and sicker as time goes by. That's going to really change things.
He says, I think it's a combination of the persistent halo of everything related to Sanders, and Hillary's favorable rating was 2-1 unfavorable before the convention. That's why it'll be so difficult for either candidate to win over those voters. In the CBS News poll, the respondents who declined to pick Clinton or Trump were overwhelmingly aligned with both of them. I don't know what that means. Respondents who declined to pick Clinton or Trump were overwhelmingly aligned with both of them.
Hmm. I don't know what that means either.
Among those undecided voters, only 5% said they had a favorable opinion of Clinton. According to a data provided by CBS's polling unit, the majority, 54%, said they viewed Clinton as unfavorable. So you can join us here, Free Talk Live.
Home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's also 9/11, 15 years later. And according to TheHill.com, Americans now are feeling like they are as vulnerable or more vulnerable to terrorism as they were back in 2001 prior to the attacks
I find that hard to believe. I felt very, very vulnerable. Now, 15 years later, I'm like, well, not much has happened.
Well, we'll get into that here in moments. Also discussing the factor of the undecided voter. They tend to be younger, and maybe these younger voters are still not real sure what they're going to do, but they're pretty sure they're not going to vote for Trump or Clinton. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Also, we want to invite you to help support Free Talk Live by shopping with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com and enter the Amazon links that you'll find there. Free Talk Live will get a cut of whatever it is you're purchasing. So if you're in Canada, the UK, or the United States, there's a different Amazon link for you over at shop.freetalklive.com. You just get your shopping taken care of. It's the same great Amazon experience you're used to. It's just that Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale when you start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Just a little bit more from this Pew survey about the they're citing various different surveys here from politico.com about undecided voters. And they point out that as the calendar moves past Labor Day, pollsters will begin eliminating unlikely voters from their polls and only reporting results for those who will make a decision, for those people who have decided that they're going to be casting a ballot in November. Now, that could eliminate some of the demographic and attitudinal differences among undecided voters. The first major poll of likely voters conducted August 16th through 24th found fewer undecided voters overall and smaller differences by age. On another ballot test question, including Johnson and Stein, the age differences reappeared, however. More than a quarter of voters under the age of 35, 27% of them, said they will be voting for Johnson or Stein.
A quarter of voters under which age?
35.
Under the age of 35 are going to be voting minor party or third party or whatever term you want to use.
That's correct.
Wow.
That according to a Kennepack University poll. But just 5% of voters age 65 and older said they would choose a third party candidate.
You know, from a strategic standpoint right now, whether you are going to vote, whether you're going to vote for a major party candidate, no matter what you're going to do, the best thing you can do for American democracy, if you wish to use such a term, is to claim that you're going to vote third party, because doing so will make it more likely that those, when you're being polled, your vote is amplified.
Mm-hmm.
It's amplified like 1,000 or 10,000, depending right. on how it's taken. These end tabs, the amount of people they ask, are
1,000
people. If 1,000 people represent the 150 million people who are going to vote or potentially vote or whatever in the United States, that means your vote is amplified heavily.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about 1,500 and
Johnson can get enough votes in a poll, in enough polls, he can get into the debates.
Right. Then he's in the debates. Then he looks like a viable candidate to everybody. And that whether or not he wins, that doesn't even matter to somebody. What matters is that many people who are voting Republican or Democrat in November still would like to see a third party as an option. Those people need to understand they can best represent themselves by just saying they're going to vote third party.
Mm-hmm. So interesting that so many young people are considering or are planning on voting for third parties. I mean, I think that bodes well for the future if you're willing to vote for a third party now.
Do you think there's going to be a future?
Well, I mean, obviously there's going to be a future, but whether the United States exists in it is another question.
I really do wonder this, and I love pointing this out.
Is this the end of the
I don't know. I just have some questions. The debt is tremendous. Milton Friedman told us to ignore the debt, but Milton Friedman wasn't sitting on $20 trillion of debt. So I kind of wonder. When Bush came in the office a president, it was $5 trillion in debt. When Obama came in, it was $10 trillion in debt. When the next president, whoever that might be, comes in, it'll be $20 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
And presumably, if the curve stays the same at the end of that presidency, in the beginning of the next, you will have a national debt of $40 trillion. That has that says nothing about unfunded liabilities, which should be, well beyond what is possible to be paid. It just shows
the numbers don't work.
Deeply in debt.
Yeah, the numbers don't work.
And I wonder. I just don't know what's going to happen.
Well, you can always look to Venezuela. There's some interesting stories there about what happens when states fail.
Yeah. The United States has the world reserve currency in the form of the dollar, mm-hmm. but people, you know, you always see rumblings of China. And do you think China and Russia like the notion that the United States dollar is the most powerful currency out there?
No, I bet they'd like their currency to be.
I bet they would like that too. And what would, you know, what would the world look like if the dollar ceases to become the world reserve currency? Does it then spiral completely out of control? At that point,
does the dollar spiral out of control?
Well, if it loses its status, is it mm-hmm. going to fall slowly or fall quickly?
Ooh, I don't know.
In the financial world, things that
people start to bail, they bail in a big bunch, right?
Right. Yeah. Things that fall quickly tend to be things that are unbacked, right?
Right.
And the dollar and every other national currency is not really backed by anything.
That's right.
So there's nothing to stop the fall.
It's the full faith and credit of the United States government.
Well, and that's an organization that is likely to have a $40 trillion debt.
How much faith do you have in them at this point?
Not much.
Yeah, exactly. So, join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Let's change gears. You know, you can certainly comment on the election if you wish. But it is 9/11. 15 years later. It's been a long time now. There are people alive today in their teenage years who weren't around at the time of 9/11, 2001. And in the 15 years since planes crashed into the Twin Towers and Pentagon, according to TheHill.com, the United States has spent hundreds of billions of dollars to beef up its domestic security. I mean, we all know it. Whenever you go through the airport, if you've been around for a few decades, you know the difference between then and now.
Most people who are in the military, fighting this global war on terror, weren't old enough to really understand 9/11 anyway. My son's 8 years old. I have some notion of what it is that he understands and what he doesn't understand. He surprises me every day, like I'm sure every parent has to say about their kid, but I don't think he quite gets it all.
So they've beefed up domestic security, chased terrorists across two different continents, and undertaken the longest war in its history. Yet for all of its efforts, Americans today feel they are as or more vulnerable to terrorism than ever. According to a Pew survey released this week, fully 71% of the country says that terrorists' ability to launch a major attack on the United States is as great or greater than it was 15 years ago. 40% of the public says the chances of a major attack are higher than they were around 9/11. So this, to me, is a huge indictment of the failure of the state. I mean, if indeed the state is supposed to make people feel secure and safe,
okay,
that they turn to the state when they want to feel secure, help us, more security, bring more guards, we need dogs, you know, whatever it is that, you know, bearcats, bring it on. Well, for all of the security apparatus that has been brought down upon us all, the supermajority of Americans are saying they're not feeling any safer. So is it going to be that they need to spend trillions more, or can we start to admit that the government is actually what's putting us in danger? 855-450-FREE.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Admit that the government is not keeping you safe. Because it sounds like, at the very least, people in America are admitting that they don't feel any safer. Now, whether or not they can, what their reasons for that are, that's another question. The Pew survey that we're discussing here found that fully 71% of the United States respondents say that terrorists' ability to launch a major attack on the United States is as great or greater than it was 15 years ago. So that's a huge number. In fact, even 40% say the chances are higher than they were at the time, or just before 9/11, back in 2001, 15 years ago. You're welcome to share your thoughts here with us. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up this week, it is the fourth anniversary of a much more happy event. Obviously, it's 9/11 today, but on the 15th of this month, it'll be the four-year anniversary of the theatrical release of Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree, which you can watch for free anytime you want on YouTube. You can search for it or just go to victimlesscrimespree.com, and you'll find it there. It's totally free. It's an hour and a half long feature-length documentary film about our friend Derek Jay Freeman, who was arrested 5 times in a one-year time frame. Back when things were pretty crazy here in Keene, New Hampshire, the zeitgeist, the spirit of the times, was captured very well by this film, and you should check it out over at victimlesscrimespree.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Doug is on the line in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Doug.
Hello. Pretty much I want to bring up a topic that I got to reading about. You know, I believe that the Milgram that talked about how people will do whatever they're told, given an authority, that they'll even commit evil. you know, he kind of wanted to try to figure out how Hitler, how the people fought with Hitler and how they could do, you know, what they did. It kind of hit me that, you know, a lot of people, they'll do the identical thing even when they have their life on the line. When 9/11 happened, a lot of people in the initial, when the initial plane hit the building, tower number one, a lot of the people in tower two came down and they wanted to leave and they were told, nope, go back up to your work, go back up. We don't have a problem here. But a lot of people didn't pay attention and they left, and a lot of them are alive today. The people that went back up are dead. You know, a lot of people called 911 and they were told, and they were below the impact of each building, and they were told to remain on their floor. A lot of the people that left are alive today, you know. I mean, you don't pay attention to authority blatantly, and definitely not when you have your life on the line. I mean,
I agree. The authorities aren't necessarily going to help you. Sometimes they will, but other times, you know, cops show up, you called them, sometimes they'll shoot you to death. So,
well, yeah, in this case, I think the authorities were probably trying to give the best advice that they could give, which was stay where you are. Everyone will, you know, if things get bad, we'll get you out of there. And, you know, the New York City Fire Department, there's some really brave souls that went up those elevators trying to get those people out and who died in the process. Mm-hmm. There are many brave souls that died on 9/11. The sad part is that what he's pointing out is that in certain circumstances, people, even when their lives are on the line, sometimes they still listen to authority. And I think it's because we're looking for experts. We don't know what's going on. They didn't know what was going on 9/11. They had no idea what was happening. They were looking for an expert to tell them what to do. The experts told them. And I can tell you, being on a fire department, you know, at one point the orders are such and such, and another point that they're the opposite of such and such. So you never know.
I worked on a fire department, too. I worked part-time. And I can tell you the people in charge, in my opinion, they really don't know much more than you. You know what I mean? I mean, yep. We had the identical thing happen in Katrina. People rely upon government. They rely upon government to take care of them. And then when they fail, they're shocked. And, you know, when you haven't hit the fan, you could end up paying with your life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, people shouldn't be shocked when government fails. I mean, it fails at everything, almost everything that it tries. So I agree with you. You've got to take your own, you know, take advice from a variety of sources, and looking to a man in uniform isn't necessarily going to solve your problems.
Well, I will also say that if the authorities said, you know, evacuate the building, there's a lot of people in those towers, and if they would have evacuated all at the same time, you could have had a lot of people getting trampled, especially older people getting trampled in those stairways, because the elevators likely were being reserved for firefighters at that point.
I agree, but all I'm telling you can be that the fact of the matter can be that the people who did what they were told remained on their floor, remained in their building, or on their floor at their work, they're dead.
They're dead.
The people who took the initiative to be like, you know what, to hell with them, I'm not going to do what they tell me to do, and I'm going down, a lot of them are alive today. I mean, that can be the bottom line.
Agreed.
Great points tonight, Doug. Thanks for sharing. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You know, the idea of authority is a really bad concept in the first place. This is one of the things that Larkin Rose wrote about in his book, The Most Dangerous Superstition, which is an excellent attack, an excoriating kind of attack on the idea of authority, the idea that some man or woman would have this magical component that makes them the expert, or someone to whom one must turn, someone, you know, to whom one must be obedient because they know better. Well, no, they don't.
Well,
and
I don't know if I don't entirely agree with that assessment. So authority is a useful thing when it comes to groups. When you're dealing with, you know, small groups, especially, you know, smaller groups, you know, authority can be very
useful. You mean
very
useful for to those who want to control the group?
Well, there's competition. Like, you would agree that there's competition, and sometimes there's competition amongst groups.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes that's competition for resources. It's always competition for resources. So, you know, are we talking about businesses competing with other businesses? Well, a business with good leadership is going to do better than a business with bad leadership.
There's a difference between leadership and authority. Authority is the sort of the superstition that somebody knows better than you.
Well, the leader
leadership
probably does.
Is someone that you've chosen to give you advice.
Look, if I've got an intern,
the authority will force their viewpoint upon you.
If an intern comes in here to work with us, and that intern believes that they know more than us mm-hmm. and continues to act that way in every area, they are going to find very quickly that I have short tolerance. I'm interested in new ideas, but I really do, after 15 or whatever years we've been doing Free Talk Live, know better in some ways how to run Free Talk Live than somebody who wanders in off the street. Mm-hmm. So authority in that area, I am an authority on how to run Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that kind of authority. I'm not talking about...
That's the problem with the language.
Well, that's true. There are different definitions for authority, so I'm glad we got into that. And that's one of the things that Larkin Rose points out in his book, is he's specifically talking about the authority of the idea of the state. These people are in some way imbued with this mystical concept.
But you would agree that the United States has been very successful in the United States, the state, the organization, has been successful in competition with other states in retaining control over the globe. You'd agree with that?
Like, yeah.
Things aren't going so good for the, you know, Micronesia or whatever. Micronesia is actually part of the United States. I shouldn't have said them. Mm. But, you know, the Wilson Islands, you know, nobody even knows where the hell they are and can't pick their flag out. The United States essentially runs the world. And that's because they've had, they've got more efficient systems. They've got better authorities. You know, they've got better systems, and they've managed to do it. There is competition for resources, and the United States government has secured those resources. Maybe not for you and I. We kind of have trickle-down resources, but certainly for the organizations that run them, the corporations that pay their bills, those kind of things, they've secured those resources for them. And, you know, that works. I'm not going to claim it doesn't work. Authority is a system that works to some extent. It just doesn't
it
work
works
as
for
good
them.
As it could.
It works for the authorities to, if you want to use, and I don't really like to use those terms to describe governments, but news reporters do all the time. So I'm just using it in a colloquial way. But it works for the people who wish to control others. Yeah, the idea of authority is a very powerful idea because it bends humans to their will. And that's why it needs to go away. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to pick an expert to tell you how to live, you're certainly welcome to do that. Go ahead. Choose yourself a leader. But the idea of authority that I'm talking about is the one that is forced upon you by the threat of violence. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And with you in studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
Hey, if you support Free Talk Live, you want to help, kind of get behind the show, help us out. One way you can do that is by sharing our content on your favorite social media website or platform. You know, maybe you got a favorite show of the week. Go ahead, share it out to your friends. Let them know, hey, I really enjoyed this episode of Free Talk Live, and here's why. It was this topic. I really blah, blah, blah. Whatever, you know, comments you want to add there. That makes a difference for us because, you know, anytime you share on your social media, that means some of your friends who've never heard of Free Talk Live or never really paid attention before might see it this time, and maybe they'll give it a listen. So thanks in advance for doing that for us. We appreciate it. Of course, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.freetalklive.com or Twitter at twitter.freetalklive.com. As we go back to your phone calls and thoughts here, Americans feeling less safe now after 15 years and hundreds of billions of dollars in domestic so-called security spending, Americans are now 71% of them saying in the United States that terrorists' ability to launch a major attack here is as great or greater than it was 15 years ago. So despite all the spending, despite all the new rules, all the new bureaucracies and reorganizations, you know, all the bearcats, everything that the government has done in the last 15 years, people are actually feeling less safe. In fact, the numbers of people feeling less safe has increased since August of 2002. The same question was asked by Pew back in August of 2002, and at that time, 61% of the public thought the chances of a similar attack were the same or greater than they were on September 11, 2001. So it's gone up from 61% to 71% in that 15 or 14 year time frame.
I'm amazed. I don't feel like this is the case at all, but this is the argument for the state. The organization, you know,
Safety is the argument for the
right.
state?
The organizational model known as the state, this top-down, hierarchical, imposed Protection Service is essentially what it is. Now, it's branched out into all kinds of things that it didn't do 100 years ago. You know, now there's health care, there's disease control, there's, you know, welfare, there's all these things that essentially did not exist 100 years ago. The organization known as the state 100 years ago was a protection organization, basically an organization that protected you on a national level from other organizations known as the state. They feed on fear. That's what the bread and butter of the state is. And for people to feel more afraid of terrorism now than they did 15 years ago is stunning to me, A, because there's really not much evidence for it, but B, you know, it... You can't beat that. You know, if people are scared, you can't reason with fear.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We'll start with Tony in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Tony.
How you doing? You have a very interesting concept being discussed. Thomas Jefferson, when he tried to indict Aaron Burr, he was told he had to submit to the United States Supreme Court under Marshall certain laws. He refused. So Marshall let Aaron Burr go free. But then Jefferson made the comment, survival is above law. Now that's clearly very intelligent. You'd be better off legally dead or maybe alive and legal. I mean, there's no comparison. If you're dead, what difference does it make if you're legal?
Right. Okay. This is the old argument, I'd rather be carried by, I'd rather be tried by 12 than carried by 6.
Yeah. Now, here's the other part that most people don't know. After Hiroshima and Nagasaki were bombed, a reporter actually went there to investigate. He went into the hospitals, and General MacArthur suppressed over 4,000 pages that were written by that reporter, and nothing ever happened to him. And then a woman went over the following week and investigated what happened to him.
Are you claiming a reporter wrote 4,000 pages in a week?
Well, he went over there, okay, went into the hospitals, and he wrote all these pages on what he was experiencing.
Okay.
And MacArthur made sure that was never printed.
How would... Okay, so here's what I'd like to know. We're talking about something that happened in the 1940s. How was it that MacArthur would have known about this reporter going over there, number one? I mean, was it a reporter for the military, or was it a reporter for, you know, the New York Times? Because if it was an independent journalist, then how would they have even gotten that on the radar? I mean, was their intelligence that good that they were able to track this guy down and stop him from publishing?
Yeah,
it seems implausible. Good. They would have had to have known he was going there in the first place.
They probably got permission. He probably got permission to go there.
Are you aware that the people in that time period were more intelligent than today? Did you ever hear of a guy called Turning who actually broke the German code with a machine?
Mm-hmm.
He intercepted every code. And you know who he worked with? Some of the most brilliant people lived much earlier than today. Today, we only make hypotheticals. And
I don't know if it's true. I mean, I know people like to pick on young people like, oh, they're so incapable, blah, blah, blah. But the fact is they're you know, very smart and different, you know, maybe in slightly different ways.
Well, here's one for you. Einstein never said he proved his theory. All he said was, there's an agreement to it. He never even accepted his own proofs of light. So there have been many people that have different conceptions of light, but they marketed the schools that Einstein came out of and they franchised that idea. Einstein never bought into the idea that he discovered what light was. Like Newton was intellectually honest, he said he never even found out what gravity was. Everybody's got a theory. That don't validate it. But here's a fact for you. The volcano Krakatoa in the 1800s was 200 times a megaton than Hiroshima and Nagasaki put together.
Okay.
So if that volcano didn't do any damage to the Earth, these other things are firecrackers compared to what nature does when it releases the authentic.
Well, of course, the difference being that people intended to put, you know, bombs in the air in Hiroshima and Nagasaki and you know, thousands upon, what was it, 100,000 plus? I don't know what the number was.
I haven't heard
a lot
that there's any
lives.
Sort of major damage to planet Earth from those two bombs. I mean, it's just the human tragedy.
Yeah, I think what he was saying was the volcanoes have, you know, eliminated a lot of lives too. But sure. The difference there is that just happens naturally. And, you know, Hiroshima and Nagasaki were the result of human beings making
another
choices.
Another point is that tragedy is more tragic when it is more recent.
But it's the megaton, the Tsar bomb, the Russian Tsar bomb, is a firecracker. It's only a 50 megaton. The Krakatoa volcano was a 200 megaton. Man has never been able...
I don't understand how you rate... I guess I'm not a scientist, so I don't know how... volcanoes
that has to do with intelligence
are rated. Thank you for the call, Tony. I don't know how volcanoes are rated, but I've never heard them as rated by megatons. I'll have to look into that one because this seems like an interesting claim. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. I mean, I guess you could say that a volcano can be very, very hot, and the lava can go very, very far from the volcano
usually
and kill
the center,
people.
The center of a city isn't on the top of a mountain either.
That's true. There are some cities that are nearby volcanoes, and, you know, Vesuvius, of course, is one of the more infamous
sure.
ones.
And the point I was trying to make is that if you look at the Mongol sweeping across China and into Russia, how much 600 whatever years ago it was, many hundreds of years ago. The tragedy that they caused made World War II look like nothing.
Hmm.
Well, we feel the tragedy of World War II today. There are people who are still alive with tattoos on their arms that were in internment camps, right? We don't feel the tragedy of the Mongols. So people don't tend to look at it the same way. Also, American Indians. You look at that Holocaust versus the Holocaust of the Jews from Hitler. A lot more Indians died, but it took a longer time. And so people don't feel it the same way.
Join us here. Hour number 3 is on the way. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.